And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kevin on stage. She's
that's an angel.
Welcome to Here's the Thing. We welcome you once, we welcome you twice, we welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. Before we begin the actual episode, I just would like to address something. I'm posting a video of this as we speak, but I haven't told Joshy and Angel. I've been asked to stick to comedy because I threaded and I posted that thread that ICE is killing American citizens.
Shut up and dribble, Kevin.
I can't, Josh.
Shut up and dribble.
I've been asked to stick to comedy. I think it's a joke. Honestly, if you want a comedic take, I think it's a joke that the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency is killing American citizens.
Homeland Security
is killing the homelands. You don't see the irony and the satire in the, we're supposed to keep people out. We are killing the people in. That's funny to me. Because that's the antithesis of the desired action of that enforcement agency is to keep the other foreign illegals. This is what they told us. The bad illegals. Now, them H-2B visa illegals, them tech people. Oh, no.
They got to stay in there.
Y'all, H-2B, you want to come work for Google and
ChatGPT
and Tesla? Were you a computer engineer? Or you just got white skin? They ain't talking about nobody from England and France, Italy. But you killing the people who got a passport that say America on it. Funny to me. One more funny thing. Just want to say one more funny thing. Sticking to comedy. Black folks been telling black folks, stay woke for a millennia. Okay? White folks came and said, woke means black stuff and gay stuff on TV. That's what y'all told us. The whole time, woke meant, hey, man, watch out. The police will kill you, and then they'll blame you. Hey, watch out. The government ain't here to really protect you. Hey, watch out. Keep your head on a swivel. Be vigilant. Be aware. Angel got to tell her kids. I got to tell my kids. Okay? We got to tell them about Trayvon Martin and Philando Castile and Sandra Bland and Breonna Turner and Mike Brown. But
all lives matter, Kev.
George Floyd. We've been telling y'all to stay woke, but y'all didn't want to see no gay and no black people on TV. So y'all took the term and didn't listen to the term. Now you see a white man protecting a woman from an ICE agent who just pushed the woman. Okay? You see him with his hands up. Remember we said hands up, don't shoot? Do y'all remember when we said hands up, don't shoot? And guess what? The white man put his hands up and they still shot. We have had whole movements based on these things. But because it was us, y'all ain't want to listen because it wasn't happening to you. Black people are not surprised in the least that they shot that white man. And I'm not saying he deserved it, obviously, but they shot that white man. And the DHS person, I got it on my phone. Can I just play it for you real quick? I just got it. This DHS commander said this after we saw the video.
During this operation, an individual approached U.S. Border Patrol agents with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. The agents attempted to disarm the individual, but he violently resisted.
Now, how many times have we heard that? We already saw the video for like 3 hours. By the time I saw that, I had seen 11 angles of the video in question.
It's rinse and repeat, Kev.
Josh, since the dawn of time, they didn't know that man had a gun on him until they pistol whipped him, flipped him over, pulled his shirt up. Then they, I bet you, to me, honestly, Josh and Angel, when they saw that gun, it looked like they was like, oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Now we can kill you.
They were like, well.
Man didn't reach for the gun, didn't have his hands on his gun, no. Never reached down or back, had his hands like this. They said gun, emptied the clip on him, and then went and told us he vitally approached them with the gun when we saw the opposite. That's funny to me because we've been saying that since the dawn of time. Now white people on TikTok are like, black people, y'all need to get involved. They said they're going to bring in the National Guard so we can get killed twice. You think the National Guard going to come? They on the same team. The National Guard going to be the Spider-Man meme. Local law enforcement, we going to be getting triple teamed. Ain't nobody over there going to be looking out for no black people.
What they mean we need to get involved?
We need do to do something, John.
We only make up 12% of the population. That's like telling your little brother to stand up for the big brother to the bigger brother. No.
Listen, the fact that this is making all the cops looking like good guys right now, too. Imar and I were talking about it. She was like, listen, this is best case scenario for them. At this point, they're like, yeah, they took the heat off us for a little bit.
Man, listen.
Well, this is the problem. Half of these ICE people, I can't tell if it's them or not because they don't have a formal uniform. They look like the police off of the Dirty D. They just got like shirts they got off of Amazon that just say shit. It's you don't know if it's like, are you an official? Because this looks like something you got from Halloween store or Party City. So 1,000%. So it just seems like it just seems like random ass white people that just want to be murderers, and they said we'll wear the murder costume today and actually murder.
We don't even, anybody can get that green stuff, the green tech camo stickers and a shiesty and put this on.
Yes.
And I was talking to Liz, she was saying ICE can come in your house with no warrant. They don't got to show you your papers. I mean, they don't got to prove to you who they are. You could go and kill anybody dressed as six random white men dressed like this could pull you out. How do we know?
And the thing is, they don't have the authority to shoot people. So I don't know how they could come up into people's house. Nobody's doing anything about it.
They have the authority. They said, I authorize myself.
Yeah. They gave themselves. They gave themselves the authority. Themselves. That's like TSA agents just starting to shoot up. This is the equivalent. It's the equivalent of a TSA agent being like, I saw 4 ounces of milk in your bag. Pow, pow, pow. That is like the equivalent of it.
And they keep calling them law enforcement, but they are not.
Let me tell you what they are, Joshy. They're white supremacy enforcement. And white people, I want you to know that in American history, they always was mad at the people, black skin, brown skin, Native American skin. But if you had white skin and you was helping them black and them brown people, they gonna kill you too. Because the system is designed to protect the system. And if you ain't on our side, then your skin can't protect you. It didn't protect Renee Good. It didn't protect Alex Pretty. Keith Porter Jr. was killed by an off-duty ICE agent in L.A. Didn't even crack the news like that.
No.
Okay? So that was me sticking to comedy, just so you know. I have stuck to comedy. All right.
Also, good 12. Good 12:15 there.
12:15?
No, this is good 12:15 minutes there. I mean, this is just to say.
That's a solid set.
Mm-hmm. That's a solid set. Real quick.
Since you're working on your set, you're still going to come.
In real life, yesterday, I was on my way to do this activity with some teens, and I saw two Latino boys were walking past me. Only caught a part of their conversation. And the dude was like, yeah, he asked me if I was an American citizen. And I was like, yeah, of course, bro. And I'm listening. And I was like, God dang. I don't know where he was. I don't know, like, as far as in where the story takes place. But the fact that this is a part of people's lives right now that you have to approve.
Yeah.
That you belong here. Baby, if you didn't catch me when I got in here, guess what? I belong here. It's too late. It's too late. Yeah. You should have got me at the border or got me wherever I was, wherever you think I called it, got up in here. You didn't. I'm going to belong here.
You know what else is funny, Angel? Since we're sticking to comedy as comedians, me and Melissa were at lunch the other day. and some Wahite people were talking about the Alex Pretty thing. And the dude, the white dude, I mean, he's sitting right next to me, Angel and Joshy, but I'm turned towards Liz. And this white man said, yeah, man, I voted for Trump, but like, he's kind of being really annoying right now. And I said, that's how you put it, huh?
Well.
That's how you put it? He's kind of being a little annoying right now?
How the turntables have turned.
Man, I would agree. He is kind of being annoying.
And that man has a right to vote. That should not, if that is how you describe the actions of any president of the United States in any faction, as annoying.
Yeah. And it's crazy, Angel and Joshy, because the NRA was like, hey, okay, oh, dang it. Ooh, quite the difference in here now, because Trump's saying if you're walking around with a firearm, you're a criminal. Now, the NRA has been saying since the beginning of the time, we got a right to bear arms.
Kind of goes against our whole thing.
Confusing now, because it's like, who? Because if you're a white man carrying your, because now you're a white man carrying your pistol, you never thought that could happen to you. And maybe it's not a protest. But now they don't know. Now anything's available. See, black people, we are always aware it could end in gunfire for us. Okay? Y'all, white folks, it hadn't been common that them white people was killing y'all. That hadn't been on the TV. Y'all are now just seeing what we have been saying forever. Mm-hmm. And it's only because you saw it on video. Kyle Rittenhouse, yes, thank you. Kyle Rittenhouse was walking around with an assault rifle.
Didn't he fire said assault rifle?
I'm blanking on his story.
You talking about the little white boy?
Yes, he killed somebody, but he went to the other, I don't know if it was Wisconsin. I'm completely blanking on this thing,
yeah,
but he
murdered somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, he murdered somebody for sure, but he was walking around
with an AR.
Yeah, he had the full assault rifle on. Okay. So, yeah.
I would agree. He's a hero, Kevin.
Yeah, he's a hero.
He's a hero.
He's a hero.
Amongst the whites.
Yes. At a protest. Yes, he was at a protest. So, yes, that to me, sticking to comedy. Also, I don't like being told what to do. So whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do the opposite.
And that's what they really should know. It don't matter what it is. You ain't about to tell Kev what he about to do. Even if it was for his own good. While this wasn't. If it was for his own good.
Angel, if I had written in my mirror, Kevin, stick to comedy, underline, look at it this morning, said, no matter what you do, Kev, stick to comedy. And I went on my Instagram and saw somebody say, stick to comedy, I would have broken the mirror. Done the opposite, because now you try to tell me.
Yeah, now you try to tell me what to do.
Now you try to tell me.
Now that the holidays are over, you might be feeling like you've got a big spending hangover. Ugh, the drinks, the holiday food, the gifts, it all adds up. Luckily, Mint Mobile is here to help you cut back on overspending on wireless this January with 50% off unlimited premium wireless. First of all, Mint Mobile is amazing. I've had a chance to be able to use it. You get great service, everything you would want out of your mobile provider. Mint Mobile's end of the year sale is still going on, but only until the end of the month. Cut out big wireless bloated plans and unnecessary monthly charges with 50% off 3, 6, or 12 months of unlimited. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. I'm telling you, I've used it. You should too. Give Mint Mobile a try. This January, quit overspending on wireless with 50% off unlimited premium wireless. Plans start at $15 a month at mintmobile.com/SK. That's mintmobile.com/SK. Limited time offer. Upfront payments of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 months, plans required. $15 a month equivalent. Taxes and fees extra. Initial payment term only. Less than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. sorry, more than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Capable devices required. Availability, speed, and coverage vary. See mintmobile.com.
All right, let's hop in to Kanye West. As I was preparing the docket for the show this morning, we're shooting this on Monday, by the way. If you're not on Patreon, we're shooting this on Monday because tomorrow, and I'll talk about Sundance after this segment, tomorrow I have a movie premiering at Sundance that I'm an actor and producer on. But we'll talk about why we're shooting this. But as Monday morning, as I was preparing this, Kanye West wrote a lengthy article, paid advertisement in the Wall Street Journal. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll paraphrase it by saying he was basically saying, I was manic, depressive, bipolar, in a state of mania off and on for 4 years. I said a lot of stuff. I'm not a Nazi. I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm sorry to y'all, Jewish people, black people also, by the way. I know I said some crazy stuff. I love us. A little less of it was reserved to the black people. And he's like, hey, I'm on my journey towards healing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
He blamed it on the car accident, though.
Oh, yes. He did say that. The car accident that he had, he thinks he had some brain trauma that frontal in combination lobe. With it being untreated. What'd you say? I didn't hear you guys.
To his frontal lobe.
To his frontal lobe.
It wasn't diagnosed until 2023.
Yes. It went untreated. That, in combination with the mental health disorder, basically, I was tripping for a little bit. I hope you can forgive me. Joshy and Angel, I'd love to hear your thoughts. We haven't had a chance to talk about this at all. We just found out.
Yeah, just found out. Listen, regardless of whether or not it changes what I, how I guess, consume his like content or his antics from here on out, he needed to apologize. needed to take accountability. Regardless of how we move with Kanye after this, he needed to apologize. There was one big glaring apology that I noticed missing. And I really feel like he needs to apologize for those ugly fucking shoes he put out on the market. And had convinced people were something that they should have on their foot. That he took Waffle House waffles and wrapped them around people's feet and sold them for hundreds of dollars. That is the apology that I want. Why did we have to look at that and listen to people be like, you get them Yeezys? And we're all thinking, did something happen to your frontal lobe? That's the apology that I need. Okay, because that was an atrocity to not just Jewish people, not just black people, but to the whole world.
The human race.
The human race.
Homo sapiens.
And the slavery clothes that we looked at. All of that. Where is that apology, gay? Yeah. I get it. Anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism. You should do it. Okay? Slavery was a choice. No. But putting people in slavery clothes and them ugly goddamn old shoes. I won't forgive you until you take accountability for that bullshit.
Now, listen, I'm gonna tell you, as somebody with big PF, plantar fasciitis, them Yeezys, and I got rid of all mine. I couldn't do it no more. I couldn't even fathom. I got rid of them. That's why I got my New Balances, and that's why I'm on the way to Skechers. If y'all don't stop me, I'm going down to Mr. Skech. Them Yeezy little slide-in boost technology, they was good on them hot heels. If you got hot heels, now I ain't wear the ones you talking about, Angel, the doggone Martian 5s. Those look like the Mars Rover 6s.
Ugly.
But yeah, you know, here's the thing about me. In life, for the most part, if I'm with you, I'm with you. But by the time I say I ain't with you, brother, my brother and sister in Christ, wash my hands, had them dry. It don't matter now to me. I agree with Angel. If you want to, you know, Kanye, what, 50 something, early 50s, late 40s, early 50s?
I thought late 40s. I don't think he's in his 50s yet.
48. But I could
be wrong. Okay, late 40s. Kanye want to do business again. He won't be, you not gonna be able to do business after all the things you said. So I see why you said what you said, but it's I have been relieved of my duty for a good while. Go ahead, Joshua.
I was surprised he didn't say anything about his family. Outside of like my loved ones, you're apologizing to every human race that's out there except for your own kids, which maybe they had a conversation. I don't know. But
he didn't say anything about his family?
No, I think he just said loved ones.
Oh, just the term loved ones?
Yeah. I was and also a paid ad in the Wall Street Journal.
I mean, he
it was getting seen regardless of where you put it.
But I think he want to be able to say, I paid to say sorry, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Did he say his wife? Help, I can't actually read the one.
Yeah, he said that his wife, when he got to a really bad low, his wife was like, you should seek help. The one that he had out here with her.
He's talking about Bianca.
That's the only wife he got.
Booty
had her out
girl.
Here with her puss out. For all of it. Apologize for that. Didn't nobody want to see that?
No. She got agency over her body, Angel. Don't you can't apologize.
She got agency over her body. She do, but we know he's the mastermind behind that plan.
It can't be the men because if you got full agency, can't be the men. Then you could have said, "Boy, I'm finna put a hoodie on." He like butt out. This is my body.
Well, you know he got with that complexion of a woman so that. So that she would give over her agency. Okay, I already know what he was doing.
Right over.
This is, you know why he did it. He was like, now I know she'll be with the shits. She not going to be like, have you lost your damn mind?
Man, listen, she used to always look like she was about to sneeze. Every picture of her was like, I was like, girl, if you don't either sneeze or get it out, you on the brink of sneeze too long. That's not a sexy look. You look like you just need to let it go.
Jiggle her nostrils around. Let it out.
Or put some sunglasses on. Her and Carson Beck always look like y'all need to sneeze. That's not sexy.
He also, I saw his butt crack too much during this whole manic thing.
Probably that's what he needs to apologize for.
I saw that.
High butt crack, I started a little local chapter of high butt crack, local 744.
Has he checked in?
He ain't checked in, but that's he was doing irreparable harm to high butt crack group. He had, I'm talking about half booty meat out.
A lot.
Half booty meat with them big old boots on, half booty meat. Man, we had an emergency meeting.
Maybe he's an anonymous donor, Kev.
Listen, the dues have been low. You need to up the ante so we can get some high-waisted pants going. I need some high-waisted workout pants. Y'all always want to go high-waisted on the slacks. Brother, I need high-waisted jeans. High-waisted Nike Tech everyday pants. My butt out right now because I'm cut high.
He wasn't wearing no drawers. Somebody pointed it out. There's no way that he had on any type of panties for that much of his butt. He wasn't wearing no type of panty. Him and his girl wearing matching drawers. Just puss and balls out.
Puss and boots.
So yeah, listen, if this man, if any of this is true, if any of his apology is true as far as in his mental condition and illness, I will say I hope that this awakening due to better medications really sets him on. I know them jeans smell great. You already know they did because I highly doubt his hygiene was doing anything it was supposed to. I know he wasn't keeping like sanitary black man hygiene. I could tell.
Ball sweat on denim. Denim retains.
Denim.
You got to have
I don't think he was clean before he put his body in there. He looked very not like he was worried about what he smelled like to other people.
The denim was probably dirty as well.
Yeah,
they're probably already dirty pants.
But what I was saying is, if any of this is true and he's on medication, I hope he spends the rest of his life trying to put three times the amount of good into the world that he put of bad in the world during this time, because he truly was wreaking havoc upon the communities he mentioned, upon his family. And obviously a paid ad is not going to undo any of that. And even, but I do feel like, you know how people say they offset their emissions, their carbon. Yeah, I'm going to need him to be like those companies and plant a couple of trees. He's going to have to plant about 4 million trees of good, of goodwill and of social action to move us in the right direction. For real.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Angel, the people want to know how you feel about the Super Bowl now that it's set. Seahawks, Patriots, 2 weeks from now. I looked into the tickets. I will be watching it on my TV.
Kev, just go, man.
Man, watch out.
You act like you ain't got it. Go.
Angel and Josh, let me tell you what. Ain't got it. When I was looking and I said, okay, pack of four, 7,000. Okay. When I clicked down and that thing said each, I said, you got to pay $28,000 to sit in top of the Golden Gate Bridge with a binocular set to look over to Santa Clara. Where we usually buy tickets for events was anywhere between $40,000 to $236,000 per ticket. Literally, I saw one ticket that was $236,000 for one American ticket. I said,
well, I would assume you're on the field. In
Angel, I better be starting.
They give you, Angel, they give you a helmet. What do you mean?
Yeah, I better be in there.
I better be starting at running back if I paid $236,000. Let me call the play. Hey, tush, push. We're on the 1-yard line. Tush, push 100 times until we get to
Give it to Marshawn. Give it to Marshawn.
For that much, Bad Bunny, scoot over. Give it one more, Rita. I'm performing in the halftime show.
Bad Bunny, ladies and gentlemen, it's Raging Rabbit. And I'm coming out here like.
Absolutely. Let's just say this will be the third championship in professional sporting that I have gotten right. And I'm going to get this one right. This is the third one. Because I did the Super Bowl last year. I did the NBA championship. NBA. And this will be my second Super Bowl, but third.
You got the NBA right, too. You got the Aces right. You called that.
I did. Oh, boy.
You called that before the playoffs.
I am an expert.
Get you on ESPN right now.
Right now. When Marcus said, oh, the Seahawks are going. I called this. And he was like, well, who you got winning the Super Bowl? I said, the Seahawks. He was like, I think you're right. I said, I know I'm right. The thing is, one.
I'm playing quarterback, Angel. Zone read.
And you look like it. It looked like he's about to whip Nene, actually.
You better watch that shoulder. There's a lot of diving going on. That shoulder can be out for six to eight.
What happened?
Yeah, how'd you get hurt? I was pantomiming football in my room with Angel and Josh.
You were playing football? No, pantomime.
I didn't have no shoes on. I was playing football with my friends on my computer.
I know sports and I'm prophetic. You match that and I should gamble.
Why do you think the Seahawks are going to win, Angel?
I'm prophetic. That's why. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. Also, the Patriots are they're back to being a baby team. Like, they got a lot of new people. Seahawks got a lot more experience and they want it more. I see it. They're gonna get it. They would have to really just make a lot of mistakes, I think, for the Patriots to be able to beat them. And I don't think they are.
I honestly don't know how you do it because it's really solid analysis. Both teams have a solid defense, solid running game. Drake May, MVP caliber season. He might have been on the short list for MVP, if I'm not mistaken. The difference, which is basic football a lot of times, the difference is mistakes, turnover. Drake May is a little more prone to turnovers than Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is like, He's white Jalen Hurts without the ability to run and look cool or wear Kangols. But he doesn't make a lot of mistakes traditionally. But the Patriots can be really explosive. But the Seahawks have a chance to win the Super Bowl legit. The Seahawks will probably be the favorites, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't looked up the line because I still don't understand how the lines are.
I think the Seahawks had a better chance than the Rams would have.
Yeah. I believe whoever won out of the Seahawks and the Rams was going to be the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think both NFC teams would have a better chance of beating the Patriots than the Broncos.
Good games, though. I was happy.
Yeah. I don't want to play the game in the snow. Boo.
Oh, the way they showed how the quarters progressed, how it was still green on the field up until the third.
Man, get in the dome.
At this point, what are we doing?
If you're going to do capitalism all the way, man. Go full cap.
Build the roof during the game. Show off that capitalism.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what. When it's time to send money to somebody or receive money, Cash App is the quickest way that I know of. It happens instantaneously. You just need the person's username and boom, money is sent. And everything is square. So I don't care if I'm splitting a bill at a restaurant or if I'm just giving a gift to one of my little broke college student nieces or nephews, Cash App is the way to go. Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green, and unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrows limits, and custom personalized cash back offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CashApp10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Green, overdraft coverage, borrow, cashback offers, and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
All right, let's move on. People were curious about Sundance. Let me show you. This is my first time in Sundance. Let me show you the view outside my room. You might not be able to see it great.
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
It's cold.
It's cold. There's people skiing down there. You see, they go skiing about 9 o'clock. They're about to start. This is like the little, the small slope. And they come down here. And then right here, way up there, it's cold as balls, is the big slope.
Did you go up there?
Man, watch
out. Wow. Wow.
You said it was cold as balls. I thought you went up there for first experience.
Boy, don't play with me, Josh.
Kev, I thought you were going to do the ski snowboards.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing none of those things.
What do you mean?
That's the equivalent to what I'm going to do is what I just showed y'all. It's cold as nuts.
They might have like sledding.
Joshua, no. It's freezing out there.
Just win in Rome, man.
Man, I'm no.
I can't wait to. I'm gonna learn how to snowboard.
No, so Sundance has been super crazy. I seen Seth Rogen like 3 times.
Here?
Yes. Like here, and then I saw him down Main Street. I was gonna talk to him, but it was kind of too cold.
What if he's like, "What up, Kev on stage?"
I just wanted to say, hey man, I like your work, man. You're funny and I like the studio. Sal Saperstein. I just wanted to say, man, you're funny, but I seen Aquaman's brother, white dude who played Aquaman's brother in that movie. Oh,
I think I saw him.
Patrick Wilson. Yeah, his name is Patrick Wilson. I seen him. T.I. had the same all-white outfit I had on. He was walking down the street.
He cut his hair off.
He cut his hair off, and apparently he's about to start rapping again. So it was funny because I ran into Joy Taylor, and she was like, yo, what are you doing in Sundance? I was like, oh, you know, just, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're just out here. And Lissa was like, Kevin has a premiere on Tuesday. And she was like, y'all talk about T.I.'s walk. Did you see his walk, Angel?
Yeah, that belly was out there. That belly was out there.
He was on the phone. He was like,
yeah. Yes.
But anyway, she was like, you don't need to be humble here. I was like, this ain't really my movie. It's like the Turner Brothers brought me that. And she was like, I don't care. She said, most people don't have a thing they actually can say they got a movie screening here. You're a producer on it? She was like, you stop it. You tell the people you got a movie screening here and you acted and produced it in it and you say the stuff. So
and you say the stuff
for the rest of my days. I'm gonna be like, yeah, I got a film premiere.
No, don't do the eyebrow down. Just say it with your eyebrow.
Hey, no, that's the way I gotta
lift it up.
They're gonna be like, oh my god, is he having a stroke?
Hey, I've got a
no.
Trump's been really annoying, guys. I've got a film premiere here on Tuesday.
On Tuesday? Why would you shorten the day?
I'll choke you out.
But no, I feel like this is God because I didn't do anything to be in this position. Like I didn't sit and rewrite the script. I didn't finance. I just answered an email, took a meeting, took a flight. I did stay in a Courtyard Inn.
That's enough for you, Kev. That's your investment.
Wow. My greatest sacrifice was Powder Bags. Okay.
And you probably could have owned that whole hotel.
You know how hard it is for me to eat them wet eggs? I can't even eat wet eggs. Them eggs at the hotel be looking like somebody spilled a pitcher of water in there and was like, I'm sorry, just mix it up. Make it presentable.
Get it from the top. Go like this.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what's crazy. So yesterday I was on like, we had like a press tour thing. We was like, go here. We got an LA Times photo shoot at this studio. So we go there, you know, all these pictures and like director and producer, can we get a picture of you guys? And I'm, you know, I'm tend to slide back guy. So I'm like, they're like, no, Kevin, producers. And I was like, oh yes.
Nah, God no. Dang it.
So no. we go from there to, panel variety in Google. It's a big panel there and all the industry types. I don't know. You're not supposed to say who was speaking, but somebody was speaking that just recently won a Golden Globe. They were like, don't say this. This is very off the record. I'll tell you and Josh.
Why? That's stupid.
It's very pretentious. It's very pretentious. But I was like, dang, I just seen you on the Golden Globes. Now you're in here talking.
That's such a huge thing to say to somebody that was actually on TV.
So then I went to another photo shoot. And then we went to a third photo shoot. Okay. At the third photo shoot, y'all, let me show you this thing.
Oh, he going away.
I'm scared what he's going to turn that corner with. Also, is that an air fryer? They got an air fryer there?
There's a microwave. That look like a coffee maker. Where you see an air fryer?
Oh, I think that's what it is. It's a Keurig, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that was an air fryer. I was like, wow, that's an air fryer. Yeah.
They cooking it up. Nice. Greg did send me some ads. I'll do them.
Okay. You want to do them at the end?
Please and thank you.
Yeah. What is this?
I was in a gifting suite.
Right. Oh, yes.
Oh, they got good giftings out here.
Boy, when I tell you, I seen Mel Mitchell over there. Mel Mitchell was at this thing with me.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying on these jackets. And I'm like, dang, these are some nice jackets. So I go in, like go over to the area. And I was like, what are these? They was like, well, this is a gifting suite. Now, I didn't heard about this. But I ain't never.
You ain't never been to a gifting suite?
Never been to a gifting suite.
I love so the gifting suite.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. I had nothing else.
Mel and Lissa. Mel Melissa like, Kev, go over there. You can get this stuff. So I go over, try on this jacket, right? It's a nice jacket. I'm like, okay, because, you know, I ain't been this cold. I don't have a lot of coats. Why I look this jacket up afterwards, this jacket is $1,200. Mm-hmm. It's a ski jacket. The jacket is $1,200.
For that what?
Perfectly.
It's for skiing. And they were just like, here,
your what is it? What does it come with?
It come with two sides and a drink. They gave me a $1,200 jacket for taking a picture.
What if they would have been like, thanks for the photo. Also, here's the stripe thing you have to put your card in.
No.
This jacket would be hanging up right where it was.
And I'd be like, delete that damn picture.
I took my regular cold jacket I got from Dick's Sporting Goods.
Why are you saying like that?
Dick. It was $120. And it's good. It's got the silver stuff on the inside. And no, it's not for taking a picture. You just came over and you took a picture, and then they also gave you a jacket. But even if you didn't have to take a picture, if you were talent, I guess it was taking a picture, but
yeah, the picture is the reason why gifting suites happen.
Yeah, they're like, you get this. Anyway. They were like, take this. They gave me a card to get free Heineken beer for my parties. There's an email. They're like, anytime you're having a party, you can email this secret email. The card was like American Express weight.
And Kev, you love beer.
That's what I told them. I said, love beer. We ran into the Delta lady. This thing was also sponsored by Delta. And she was like, oh, yeah, for being in this suite, we give you a complimentary upgrade to Diamond Medallion for the year.
What?
And I was like,
why didn't you tell me? I would have flew in just for that. Skip it. He don't need it.
This was yesterday.
This was yesterday.
God dang it, Kevin.
So she was like, Melissa was like, oh man, I'm Diamond already. I said, you want to demote me from Elite 360 to Diamond? Yuck.
What did she say?
She was laughing. She was like, dang, I didn't know you was Elite 360. People don't be Elite 360. Mm-mm. But that doggone Diamond Medallion, that's a gift in sweet.
What?
Another airline, I wish American was like, we can get you our stuff. Because then if I could be Diamond on y'all's, I don't know what it's called with American.
Mm-hmm. Concierge key? Concierge yep. Something.
Oh, the way I have it been is. Flying, I am over here on wooden status right now. They're like, do you even fly with us anymore? I'm like, yes.
They push you down when you get in there.
Yeah, they said, get in the coffin. You don't want to fly. I'm so sad. It's because I didn't go nowhere last year. They say
you gotta go. And honestly, Angel, they're switching it up. This I don't like, but capitalism gonna capitalize. At this point, it ain't really about how much you fly anymore. It's about how much you spend on the card. You can fly
on my platinum card and not my Delta card. And there's
if you don't spend stupid amounts of money on the card, you're not getting it. It used to be, and this makes sense. If I fly with you, the more I fly, the more segments, the more miles I fly, the more trips I take. Now they're just like interest rates.
With this tour, we're trying to make it work.
Yeah, you're gonna make it work. So it's very surreal. I'm gonna share this with y'all because this is where we can talk about dreams here. We can talk about dreams here. I felt like, man, maybe this felt like a little peek into my future. Like I was whisked away a lot. I was whisked. I've never done this much press in one day in my life. Never done this much stuff. We did more yesterday for this Sundance movie than I did for Churchy in. Well, that's not true, but by the end of this week, it'll be true. But Sundance got it's a machine of press. Like I didn't get to do this much press on anything. And a lot of times I did stuff for Churchy. I set it up all for myself. So I felt like the Lord was like, now I'm gonna let you peek into what your life gonna be with the Turner Boys thing. Okay. And if you serve me good and serve my heart with a heart of gladness, you ain't even got to do all the stuff you did. I ain't had to finance it. I ain't had to do anything. All I had to do was stay at a hotel and do my line. And they was treating me like, I mean, it was just like, oh, Kevin, we've been waiting for you. Yes. Oh, they had Arby's hoodies.
See,
Arby's. But I didn't have enough hands to carry everything. And we was going from hotel to hotel. Also, Joshy, we had a photo shoot at the Pendry in Park City. Boy, you talk about a hotel.
I tried to tell you, man. You
talk about a hotel experience. Me and Melissa, low-key, when we came to Park City, we was like, first of all, we went all the way to Sweden, and we should have came here. This mm-hmm. is the snow and the stuff we was looking for in Sweden. We got the doggone Sweden. The Christmas stuff was closed, and the snow is right here, 2 hours away.
2 hours.
And it's actually colder here than Sweden.
It is freezing.
Big whites are out here like it's a regular Thursday in September. They got a hoodie and beanie. Me and Melissa got the underpants, the stuff, the scarf, the jacket.
No, Josh, are you there?
I am.
Yeah, Josh is here. Okay.
I'm in here.
You just got there today?
Yeah, I didn't know about the Delta stuff, though. I'm a little, because but listen, I get it. You know, I get it.
They was just handing stuff out, y'all.
I'm sure they were, Kevin. I'm sure they were.
They was just handing stuff out. And I said, this is crazy. I've heard these stories. Remember Denzel said, I'm leaving here with something. He went to a gifting suite.
That's exactly mm-hmm. where he went.
That's a good, that's high quality. You know, best gifting suites are like the Grammys. The Oscars have a really good gifting suite. The Emmys.
I will say the atmosphere here, Angel, is like, I can't compare it to anything. Like, at least just at the hotel. I haven't been around. We came here and just hung out for the afternoon because we were tired, little children, mm-hmm. from the flight. But there were, you know, a lot of people were taking part in the libations at 6 o'clock, and people were having a good time. But it's a little scary good time because everybody's feeling themselves, and it's very stuffy in here.
Oh my God.
It's a very interesting atmosphere, I will say that.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Before we close, I want to touch on a few more things. Did y'all hear, there's a little rumor that leaked that Oscar voters snubbed Wicked 2 on purpose because they were turned off by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande's first press run. So they didn't want to have them in that position again. And they said they did it for Ariana's anxiety, tongue in cheek. And here's what my thing is. If the performance is worth it, it's worth it. If it ain't, it ain't. But your personal opinions, like, it's like when they said about Beyonce, we don't want to nominate her because we feel like she already won enough. I don't care if I win every year. If I get the best album of the year, then this stuff is irrelevant to the actual work. Like, and I get it. They, you know what I'm saying? Their press run was a lot. But
they also had that dude run up on her this round, right? Were they talking about the first run or the second run?
They're talking about the first run. They didn't do the second.
That doesn't make sense then, because why would that be reflected with the second movie?
They don't want to see him again.
It's
not the truth. They didn't get. They got snubbed because the movie wasn't as good as the first one. This is just.
Did you see it? You saw it, right, Angel? Mm-hmm. I didn't see it.
It definitely wasn't as. I enjoyed a lot of parts of the movie, but putting it next to it, there's no.
My thing. If it ain't worth it, then just do it on merit.
But not one. I don't agree with.
I don't think it was that. I think that the Oscar people just were like, no, it's all right, and moved on. I don't think it was because the fact of the matter is that they're going to be annoying if they're going to be annoying. Don't matter if you give them a press run or not. Together, they're going to be annoying. So that's why I don't think it's that. I think people like to make up stuff.
I agree.
They just made it up. They just
if you don't like them, just don't like them. But that ain't got nothing to do with the work.
Yeah, so I think they got snubbed just off the fact that first movie was just so spectacular. It's kind of like sophomore album slump. The movie wasn't bad by no means, but it didn't have like the, the first movie had.
And that often happens with sequels. It's rare that a sequel of anything gets the same. And maybe Lord of the Rings, but I can't hold you. I don't remember how much they got. So I don't want to say so just to say so.
Yeah.
Moving on, I want to touch on the snowstorm debacle. So, or ice storm. So we live in LA. So we're all just watching this on social media. All week last week, we heard about a big ice storm, sweeping through the nation from Atlanta to North Carolina.
They're in Minneapolis.
And then.
Sorry. Stick to comedy.
Stick to comedy, Josh. Shut up and shoot. Why don't you take a picture of something, huh? Why don't you put a carousel up so I can swipe a picture of a donut or something?
Donut or something.
But anyway, so people were on Twitter. People were yelling at the weather people because they were like, "It ain't no snowstorm." And the weather lady was like, "We said ice storm. Mm-hmm. We said ice storm. Y'all took ice storm and made it a snowstorm."
Yeah. They did.
We said ice storm. And then the weather people were like, "Man, we predicted the weather. We ain't 100%. Now, if we ain't say nothing and y'all was all iced up, then you'll be mad at us for saying why y'all didn't tell us." And I just thought it was funny that people was like, when we was kids, the weatherman wasn't accessible. You couldn't go to Channel 4 and be like, "Man, Bob Snow." But you go with them to Twitter and say, "Man, you said ain't no snow, period. I didn't see one flurry of snow." And that person responded and say, "We ain't never said snow. We said ice storm, freezing rain and ice." Ice.
What you call it? Flights have been canceled, school.
2,500, Angel.
I know. A lot of them. Has it been bad where there's snow? I had to send my family a video. I said, "It's scary out here too." I said, "You see that one cloud over there in the sky?" Mm. I said, "I don't know what it might do.
It might start raining again, Angel. We don't know.
It might unleash something so cold."
You tell them about the winds, cloud, Angel.
Huh?
You tell them how windy it gets.
It does. It wasn't windy this weekend, but it could. It's like a tornado, but not a tornado. I said, I understand what my family in Baltimore and Kentucky are going through because I don't know what our weather might do with the two clouds that I saw. Mm-hmm. They could get together and act a whole goddamn fool.
People of Patreon, how are y'all who are in the area? Was it as people said? I'm just going to read some of the comments. Somebody said work was canceled today. It's cold. Some people have snow. DC frozen. Snow day. About to go shovel. Negative 45 degrees with the wind chill in Milwaukee. That ain't even real. That's not even a real. What is 40, negative 45, negative 55, negative 35? We dead. No power. Some snow. School canceled. In Yonkers.
This is how bad it is in New York.
Oh my God. What part of New York is that? Wow.
Outside of some apartments, they're just going crazy, man.
Jersey's crazy right now. Texas ice, Houston, school canceled. So it looks like they did have a storm.
No, they got hit with snow.
Yeah, snow definitely came. It just was like, "Oh, you won't be able to go outside." Like it was making it seem like, "Oh, dear God." Like
Snowmageddon.
Yeah. I know my hold on, let me turn it. This is the front of my sister's place.
Oh, that's in Kentucky?
No, that's in Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore?
That's in Baltimore. Yeah.
Oh, that is a lot of. So what? So maybe it's just Atlanta. I've seen a lot of people from. Does Atlanta have snow? Because it looks like a lot of people got snow.
A lot of flights were canceled.
Yeah.
My Texas kids would love to experience that. They would love it. Hush, Lala.
Lala.
She need to go out, but I'll wait until we're done. Hopefully she won't piss and shit herself.
Okay, school, work canceled. No snow. Okay, so maybe it was just no snow in ATL. I'm so ATL. All right. Did y'all hear about this Glambot controversy?
That he's charging $300,000 for a $30,000 camera?
That was years ago though, right?
No. Well, yes, the
interaction.
Yeah, so if y'all don't know, the Glambot is basically a super cool GIF maker at the Oscars. It's like zooms, and people are like,
"You want to pull one up?
Get closer, Kevin, cuz I don't think they can see what you're doing."
What? Hold on, let me make myself big.
Yeah.
I think they keep it in frame though, Kev, for the most part.
And you're moving too fast.
Oh, slower?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's it. Come on, Diva. Well, that's anyway, it right there.
It was a cool little thing. for the red carpet. So somebody found the guy with the curly hair who's the director of it. And she emailed him, and I'm paraphrasing. She was like, yo, can I get this for my wedding? And he was like, do you know how much it costs? She was like, I'm asking. He was like, yeah, but it's really expensive. She was like, okay, like how much? She's like, yeah, you know, we got staff of 12, 13 people, you know, it's for the Oscars and stuff. She's like, hey, man, how much? And he quoted her $300,000, right? So somehow, I don't know if she did, but for whatever reason, that email leaked and people were up in arms. Like, why don't you just tell? Apparently she was either, it was a wedding, and it was a Nigerian wedding or something like that. So the idea was she had a lot of money to
she got it
to spend. So the question is, should he have just quoted her the price or did what he did? Angel and Josh, I'd love your thoughts. Angel,
wait a minute, did he upcharge her because she wasn't the Oscars? Is that what we're saying? I think I might have been confused.
Honestly, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
If it's $300,000 and he quoted $300,000.
No, because he said, basically, I saw some of the emails and basically he was saying it can range from $30,000 to $300,000 because we send a full team. We need broadcast equipment, camera rentals, this, that, and a third. He's like, this is a studio level, like production style.
So he just thought that she was some random ass lady, which to him she was random in that there was no way. Yeah. So instead of just giving the price, he trying to convince her to stop asking for the price.
Yes.
And you know what? Let me tell you, this is what I think I might have said this on the podcast last week, but I don't remember. Okay. Because I don't remember half the stuff I say after I say it. When I was in college counseling for my child, right? And I tell the college counselor, my biggest concern is scholarships. I want us to have scholarships, scholarships on top of scholarship on top of scholarship, because I know the scholarship money exists. Somehow her brain translated that to, you all want to find a college that doesn't cost as much.
Mm. Oh, yes. Keep going. That's hold that thought. Go ahead.
That's not what I said. I said, we want scholarships because I know there's scholarship money. Mm-hmm. I didn't say we wanted a cheap college because the event she was asking for was not an event that would be star studded. He's like, you must think I'm a photo booth.
Mm-hmm.
So she specifically said, how much does this cost? She knows what you do. That's what she wants. You over here doing translations and interpretations that didn't nobody ask for. I said what I said clearly. I spoke the same language as you, but somehow you thought once you add blackness or non-celebrityness that it needs to be translated into what a broke person would need.
Right.
Go ahead. That's what I'm going to say.
Because you could have had 300 bands. She's Nigerian and an Indian. Apparently, a patron said her husband was Indian. Let me tell you what, of two cultures spend some bread on a wedding individually, Nigerians don't spend that money. I've been to a Nigerian wedding. I ain't never seen that much cash.
Do Nigerian weddings drag it out the way Indian weddings do?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yeah. You know, I was watching a video of a Indian, I don't know if it was engagement party. It was right before the wedding. I don't know. And they just kept bringing in these expensive gifts that were in clear cases, glass. The case themselves cost more than what I would ever even spend on anything. And it had been in a very expensive thing. And in the comments, all I saw were Nigerian people saying, oh my gosh, we do the same thing. I said, oh, wow. That's what y'all do? Y'all ain't got no meatballs in a crock pot. Y'all
ain't got, ooh, wow.
Y'all ain't got no little sliders on Hawaiian rolls. This is what y'all do. Okay. It's very different here in America. We
you
jump
could have just said, here's the price, brother.
Literally. Here's a rate sheet.
I have gotten very comfortable giving my rate. Now, you know, people know now people who come to me like, hey, we don't have what your rate is off top. if you my people, I might be like, so tell me what you got. But I've gotten used to now. Let me just tell you what it is, because some people have it.
Some people got it, Angel.
And I don't want to call you broke. You might be very rich. So
right.
This is a break.
So yeah. All right, guys, we got to run. The ads are in there, Angel, if you want to do them now.
He sent me two ads, and I said, is that out? Here it is.
Here it is.
We'll talk about the bonus via text, Joshy and Angel. But Patreon, we're just going to do the ads real quick. And then we'll see y'all later this week. Everybody else, we'll see you next week. Have an amazing day. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference. Stay woke.
Bye.
There's another banger for you. There's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.